And it's Wednesday the 11th, is it, Phil? Hi, everyone. We're off to the Wetlands Centre, wildlife place. I'm going to pause our audio, Boo, until, well, my audio, Boo, but we're both here. Until we get there, we're walking down the hotel corridor, so the echo is here. Hope you're all okay, and speak to you all later.
We'll see you later.
All right, Tony, take care.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Cheers.
Bye. Okay, Tony, it's about 2:30, no?
Yes, no jumpy in for a little swim.
Oh, okay.
No, we probably not quite.
I'll just push him in then, yeah?
Bye.
Off the boat.
Just arrived.
Oh, yeah, here we are.
Come round. Right. Nice breeze.
No, as I said, Philippa, I've got to go try the whole route to the...
My mum's got a trampoline in her back garden, so all you can hear is them screaming.
We're just outside now after a coffee and we'll give you a head to the boat trip.
It's loads of fun. I love it when the adults go on there with them.
Yeah.
We bounce them higher.
Head to the boat trip now.
But when you have lipsticks and all that, I mean, we get them now anyway, they have to have a nest around.
Yeah.
Bird.
Yeah, they do.
So we've got a lot of little moorhens and ducks very close to us.
Ah.
Because the reason is, they sell food, seeds, and the amount of people buying the seeds.
They must be very fat birds.
And yes, they're lazy because they don't, try to defend. Tourists or people coming in here and throwing it. They're on the left. They're coming to greet us, but we didn't buy any seeds.
No.
So.
Sorry, see you later, guys.
Look at this one.
Shame. No, the bird. That should pick up really well.
Yeah.
That was on the recording. I said the mic pointing to the left.
Yeah,
that'll pick up. We're just walking round. That engine behind us, I think, is the boat.
So there's a bench you can sit on, and because the boat, where we wait for the boat is right here.
Okay.
There's a bench just up.
Just record the atmosphere while we wait for the boat. Ducks.
Yeah, the boat goes in about, great, it's on the hour, half an hour, so 5 minutes and then the boat will come.
Oh, that's good.
I'll be back in a second.
Okay,
yeah.
So you've got lots of shrubs again, greenery around you.
It's very peaceful.
Yeah.
It is. Apart from the person cutting something, using canals in this area being made. So
are they?
Dug them all up and so we're going to have little boats going through.
We have to stay at Dave's boathouse.
Yeah. Nice environment to record as well today. Very peaceful and tranquil. Obviously the recording might be good, but that'd be cool. Hear the environment. Apart from the guy strumming the trees. We're on the boat, waiting to go. I think it's 10, would you say, Phil? 10 people. Moving a bit.
You want me to drive, love?
No. Is it okay to ask you to move up a little bit?
What, in this corner bit, yeah.
Yeah, no. Is it okay to shift down?
William is ready. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it, Grant. That's it.
Yeah, more the merrier.
Yeah.
Beautiful day.
It's gorgeous, isn't it?
Last
drawing
at the end of the trip. Don't worry about the water because it will drain, but always sit further back rather than forwards. Because otherwise the boat tips down and takes on water. So don't put bags right underneath the benches because they might get a little bit damp.
Welcome
to
sit sort of more comfortably.
That's it, smash.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay.
A bit more room, you can move up if
you like.
Fine.
Yeah.
Oh,
fine,
yeah. Okay, everybody, welcome to the Wetlands Discovery area. My name is Monica. I'll be your guide for the next 20 minutes. Anybody been on these boat trips before? Questions.
How many voles have we seen this morning?
Three, four. Fingers crossed we'll be just
We saw three along the road yesterday.
On the road.
Yeah. We were right up to it. Yeah. A few feet away from them. Just sat there nibbling.
On the side of the castle.
Yeah.
Along the path on the grassy bit.
Yeah.
On the right-hand side as you go down.
Yeah.
Do you want to take a picture?
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, right. I think it came up quite red.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen two yesterday. Yeah. There were three there, but we saw two.
Basically, they're fine throughout the reserve. We introduced them in 2005 with the aim of having them sort of spread throughout the reserve, start breeding, repopulating, and then sort of release them out into the wild and have them
start repopulating.
Do you know how many you've got?
Say that to you. You're looking at about, in this area, about around the boat, where the boat goes, about 80 in summer.
Oh, that's good.
Look at that, at their breeding season, and about 15 to 18 in winter.
Yeah, they're recording.
The population fluctuates greatly, naturally.
I wish I could start with the string, I think, could record this.
Everything preys on them. I know he's fine. Naturally. But here, you're probably. Is that my dad?
But that's it, well, neither are you to.
You normally strings when you're trying to be quiet.
Weird if we saw you, dad.
Mose.
Weird
really,
if we saw him here. Right. Does it called camp outside here?
I remember once when I was recording my CD, he came along and mowed the grass outside the shed. I was like, But otherwise, naturally, water voles will be eaten by just about anything and everything else. Birds of prey, owls, herons, stoat, weasels, otters, snakes, a large fish, anything will eat water voles. Fortunately, they are one of those small mammals in the bottom of the fish. Which is why they have this natural sort of fluctuation. They have a short lifespan, couple of years at the most, really. And also, they are very solitary creatures. So each individual, rather than living like in a family group amongst their siblings or with their mothers or in groups and families, they each live by themselves once they're adults, once they're weaned. So they require quite a large sort of area. And by the autumn, they will definitely, the youngsters that are born this year, will have moved to spread and be finding their own niche, their own territory.
Bit like me, I live on my own.
We're like moles. Moles are equally solitary.
I know, I've got one in my garden.
Oh, and the hemp.
Nice.
And the moon thing.
Very cute, though.
They're very cute, but they do cause havoc with the lawn.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But if you've got a nice lawn, then yes. Ours doesn't exist, and so.
But he lives on.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Surprising how much they burrow, because they're only tiny.
They do, and they're only one, isn't they? And they can cause so much. Tunnels so far.
Yeah. Water voles are pretty good. Water voles are a little bit of a, let's say, in terms of their adaptations, a bit of an evolutionary hiccup. Well, they're not, but they haven't. They burrow pretty well, all in all considered. They haven't got strong claws for burrowing.
Yeah.
They've got little tiny feet like mice. They equally aren't. They haven't got webbing on their feet, but they can swim and they can dive. Which is why they like sort of the gentle sloping banks, not very sort of fast flowing or deep running waters. They tend to sort of claw their way along with their front claws, and only really kind of fin with their hind legs together, like a fish's tail, like a mermaid's
tail. Have you got many fish in here?
Mm. Yeah. If you look in the waters, you'll see some larger schools. And they actually dig with their teeth. They've got, obviously they are rodents, so they've got strong and sharp teeth, like all rodents. But they've got an iron compound to further strengthen and enrich their enamel. Like beavers and koibus. They dig up the roots into the soil, and they do that using their teeth.
It was.
Well, you didn't tell me you were recording. Their tail, again, they have a long tail. That's pretty much their full adult size, and the fact that they have a tail like a rat, about two-thirds in its body length. The two sort of main reasons, really, why they were misconstrued initially as a rat, and then they were named a walking rat.
Yeah.
No, you see it.
What, the butterfly?
Yeah.
Surrounded by reeds and trees.
Yeah. Brimstone. It's good.
Brown one, light brown one.
That's quiet, isn't it?
Might be brown. I'm not an expert.
It's not an animal.
It's not
an animal. There's a water bowl, guys. Left hand side.
Probably because I put my hands up.
Ducks just took off.
Wow. You did a little kind of creature in that little sort of tuft of grass that's all been eaten.
Oh, you can see where they've been eaten, can't you? They're totally vegetarian, aren't they?
Yeah.
Seven.
The only exception is when the females are pregnant, they will supplement their diet with mollusks, crustaceans, flowers, small fish, mollusks, insect larvae, because the females will lactate, so they need protein to lactate, in order to lactate, to produce milk protein. So they are still classified as herbivores. And they will feed and raise and wean off their young.
How many do they have?
They have about 5 litters and about 5 young, 4 to 6 young per litter.
We're now off the boat and to the right is a waterfall.
Can you go and wander up there and I'll run half an hour?
You'll be able to get it. And we get out through it, through now, through the hang thing here, when we get back.
Because
you've
been walking around with food, so they're quite tame.
A bit cruel, I'll hold out your palm and go, here's what you could have won. Ducks on the right there.
When we went on holiday once, we camped somewhere near Epsom. Uh-huh. And there was a load of ducks at the campsite. Uh-huh. And every day they'd come and see what you've got for dinner.
Uh-huh. Incredible, though, but quite clever as well. Now the boat must have just gone out. So the next one, or they're having lunch probably. Let's have a look. This is the area where all the wasps are. Just come up to the side.
Waterfall there to the right.
Just let it in so it's good.
Ducks to the left. Stopped now.
Wow, it disappears.
Yeah, it's gone.
The sound of it just disappears. Yeah. Come around here.
There's a wall, you see, on your right.
You're causing some of that.
And amazing how it's done.
Yeah.
You should pick it up again.
Oh, yeah.
And there it comes. How weird is that?
Like you turned it off and turned it on again.
So I think this is diving duck feed. What's that? Oh, yeah. So I just pushed the gate open. There's some plastic strap. If you come through here, that's carrying straight on.
Yeah.
Got it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to take my line now. So this is all netted in, so it's very protected.
Lovely sound of the water, Phil.
Yeah.
To the left, if we pass.
There's a scroller on your right. I'll just pull
you right.
Oh, look at that.
You've got the rail and the waterfall is right in front of you. And we've got a lot of ducks swimming around.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sort of kind of a shelter you're in, you see. Chasing each other. A little bit further on, there's a sign that can see what kind of ducks are in there. We're close to the fall anyway. Right, there's a harlequin duck, an Australian-sided MERGANSER.
Mm.
How do you pronounce that one? Mergenzer means diving goose, despite it being a duck.
How weird.
Excuse me. Only 1,200 breeding pairs are left in the world due to competition from expanding goose under populations. Goose under's population and predation by introduced can spend up to 15 hours a day eating at small fishes.
That's after me then. All right, down
it. Working on this box over here. And this one, it's a harlequin duck.
Oh.
Sometimes called sea mice or squeakers because of their mouse-like call. Mouse-like, does it make sense?
Yeah.
Mouse-like call. Inhabits rocky seashores in winter and rivers in summer, but rarely flies over land.
So prefers rivers then?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
I don't.
So this
nice.
Of a different level, the
must be very special because they're very protected, you see, with the netting.
Yeah.
Running around and above us. So no predators can come in here.
I suppose that it's because there's only so many pairs left.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Little rolls right there.
Yeah, there's a lot of ducks in the round here, to be fair. Wow. It went whack whack by my legs. Wow, that'll be on the recording, Phil.
Yeah. It's wings. Wings are so strong, aren't they?
Oh, we get comments like, what was that? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Was that a duck?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's gone in the water.
So we've got mute swan and trumpeter swan.
I thought she was here, blimey, should have eaten it. Wouldn't have though?
Yeah.
Or chestnut.
Yeah.
Imagine them two have gone, oh yes.
Your dog definitely would have chased it.
Well, this when I took the two young girls here, Mr. Guide Dog, and they were all flying off, you see. Yeah. The dog was quite okay.
Oh.
No,
they were walking
dog...
around the pass, all those ducks.
Will's dog would have chased it.
Yeah.
Yeah, my old one would have anyway.
The trumpeter swan, it says here, is tallest and loudest of all wild fowl. Hence, his name pairs often build their nests and beaver lodges. Once slaughtered for skins and feathers used, mostly in the fashion industry. Awful, isn't it?
Mm. Yes. It's amazing, though, that they get, you know, one swan gets the...
protection.
Yeah, and then that's the one doesn't.
Yeah, but that's where all your oils come from, seeing that. You know, the feathers and that are where all your oils
come from. One swan gets a beaver to build his nest, and the other gets a woodpecker to build his nest. It's a bit...
And then one gets his head chopped off the other day. No competition, really, is there?
Which swan would you rather be?
Yeah. A, B or C, make your choice. I don't know, it's... You know, your oils, though, Phil, for all your cosmetics, don't come from that. You know, like all your... You know, the natural...
look out for kingfishers.
Aren't they the birds that come down and steal all the little ones? That duck's laughing at you.
That completes our day out. Yeah. So. As a duck would say, see you all soon.
Oh dear. That sounds like a duck.
Can this is Aylesbury when you have the warm weather and all that. It just would be very shady.
Mm. Mm.
And, you know, there's kind of a fence. It's sort of like cane sticks. And they're sort of put sort of like crosses. And then stuff is crawling and growing in, you know, inside the fence. That gives a bit of a scream.
Must be nice, somewhere to go to get out of the sun.
Yeah, especially with the warm weather we had and quite a bit of sun this summer.
That? Something getting cross anyway.
Yeah. Talking to each other.
It's not weeding, it's more of.
What, talk to each other?
Yeah.
Do we have to?
Are you happy to sit a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I just go away from you. There's a bench just a little bit away from here, and I'm going to have my little lunch. That's okay. The time of meeting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
I feel like a policeman if I'm sitting next to you.
Fine.
Yeah, anyway. Be seen in a minute. Huh?
Yes.
I'm just opposite here.
Try and get the last flap of the day. Don't know if it'll come out in the recording, but that's our last minute or two of the day and the whole booth complete, so I hope you enjoyed it. I had a good session, 1:30 in the afternoon at time of recording. Going at 2:30, back to the pool tonight for a swim, and then home tomorrow. So I've enjoyed that, a few honeymoon booths and the prom and everything, and life's back to normal tomorrow, but let's just enjoy what we've got today. So God bless you all, and speak to you soon. Recording. Button.